month, a small daily dose of aspirin could cut deaths from cancer. New trials bring fresh hope to children with leukemia. Cancer is the nation's number one fear, but more than a third think getting the disease is down to fate. And we find out about how far we've come in treating childhood cancer over the past 50 years. Welcome to the Cancer Research UK podcast. I'm Elsa Taylor. A study by Oxford University researchers has shown that a small daily dose of aspirin reduces death rates from a range of common cancers by at least a fifth. Experts say the findings show aspirin's benefits may outweigh its associated side effects, such as causing bleeding. Our head of health evidence and information, Ed Yong, says this is encouraging news, but it's important to weigh up both the risks and the benefits.
This new paper combines results of 8 previous studies, and it shows that people who take aspirin on a daily basis for at least 5 years can reduce their risk of dying from cancer by at least a third. Now, that's a pretty dramatic result. Of course, aspirin does other things too. It reduces the risk of heart disease, but it also increases the risk of bleeding from the gut. So balancing these benefits of risks is really important and probably something that needs to be done on an individual basis. And that's why we recommend that if anyone is considering taking aspirin on a regular basis, they should talk to their doctor first.
Cancer Research UK scientists have shown that a new treatment increases survival to almost 70% for children whose acute lymphoblastic leukemia has come back or relapsed. The results of the trial were so promising that now all children with relapsed acute lymphoblastic leukemia are being offered the trial drug mitoxantrone. Lead researcher Professor Vaskar Saha told us more.
So we randomised between two drugs. One drug is idarubicin, which primarily can get into areas like the central nervous system because it's soluble, it gets past the barriers very well. And the other drug is mitoxantrone. Now, mitoxantrone is very similar to idarubicin, and it's in the same class of compounds. It doesn't go through into the brain that well, but is very active against cells that are normally very quiescent and don't really proliferate, unlike most cancer cells. Okay, and if our hypothesis is correct that leukemic cells go to these sites and then become quiet and dormant, okay, then normal chemotherapy agents won't work. And so we randomized the patients, so half got idarubicin, half got mitoxantrone. And we found very quickly that the survival rate in the mitoxantrone group was twice that of the idarubicin group. And so we had to stop this trial very quickly so that all patients could benefit from mitoxantrone. And we think this further proves the idea that the cells that are causing recurrence of disease are able to migrate to certain areas and then become dormant. And so either preventing them from going there or being able to kill dormant cells is the key to eradicating childhood leukemia.
A survey of more than 2,000 people revealed that overall, 1 in 5 British people fear cancer more than debt, knife crime, Alzheimer's disease and losing a job. And 34% think getting the disease is down to fate and that there's nothing they can do to avoid it. Jessica Harris from our health information team explains why it's important that people put their fears aside if they spot any symptoms that could be a sign of cancer.
Cancer's not a death sentence anymore. In fact, survival rates have been steadily increasing over the years, and they're now much higher than they have been a few decades ago. But we know that when cancer's diagnosed early, it's much easier to treat and many more people survive. And so if you do notice anything which is out of the ordinary and unusual change to your body, then do go and see your doctor, because if it is anything serious, then getting it diagnosed early means that it's much more likely to be successfully treated.
Also this month, Cancer Research UK launched our Little Star Awards. These awards recognise the bravery of children who have been diagnosed with cancer. This year we launched the awards with the good news that deaths from childhood cancer have fallen significantly since the 1960s. Our reporter, Simon Shears, investigates the science behind this success and finds out from one mum what it meant for her daughter to receive a Little Star.
New figures from Cancer Research UK revealed that the rate of children dying from cancer has fallen by almost 60% over the last 40 years. This success is thanks to years of research and new treatments, many of which Cancer Research UK has played a pivotal role in. Nell Barry from our science information team told me more.
These new figures just really show how far research has come in improving survival for children's cancers. And the really great thing is that the number of children dying from children's cancers has actually fallen by 60% since the 1960s. So that just is such a great testament to the progress that we've made in that time. And if you actually look back, it was about 3 out of 10 children surviving cancer beyond 5 years in the 60s, and that's now almost 8 out of 10. So that's just a huge improvement. It's a great example of what a really sort of focused amount of research and clinical trials can do in improving the numbers of people surviving from cancer, I think.
What's in the pipeline for Cancer Research UK?
Right, well, we've always been really kind of focused on looking at new trials for new treatments, and we've done a lot of work in the past with the Children's Cancer and Leukaemia Group. And now what we're moving forward to doing is even more of that and really focusing that in our own way. So we've got our own children's clinical trials team now up in Birmingham, which is just really great. It's looking at trials in 21 centres across the UK. So it's really giving children across the UK the chance to participate in trials. And the great thing about this is that we're looking at exciting discoveries that are being made right now and sort of translating that into new treatments as quickly as possible and making sure that children can get access to that quickly. They're getting these innovative treatments, and hopefully that will make a real difference and make sure that treatments carry on improving.
These figures come as Cancer Research UK launched their Little Stars Awards in partnership with TK Maxx. The awards celebrate the courage of children diagnosed with cancer. Parents, friends and relatives from across the UK can put forward the name of a little star for special recognition. I spoke to Jackie Pote, mother of Tegan, who was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma in 2007, about receiving her Little Star Award.
So it was about 2 weeks before Tegan's 5th birthday when we noticed that a lump had started to grow on her eyelid. And when we first took her to the GP, he felt at first it was an insect bite and gave us antihistamine. And when that didn't go down, he didn't really know what it was. And again, when we referred to our local hospital, they didn't really know what it was because it's quite a rare form of cancer and they'd probably never seen it in their careers. Anyway, it had started to grow so fast that after about a week and a half, it had completely closed her eye. She couldn't see, and the teacher at school was saying she was walking into things. And then we were given an appointment for a scan that was about 2.5 weeks, and I just broke down because I knew it was too long for her to wait, that something was badly wrong. So we referred to a specialist consultant, and within 30 seconds of being in the room with him, he told us it was cancer. And the next day she had the lump removed, and then we were straight into Great Ormond Street and started on chemo, and then we were moved to the Royal Marsden Hospital in Sutton in Surrey, and Tegan had about 8 or 9 months of aggressive chemotherapy, and that was about 3 years ago now, and we've since moved to a new area in Stratford-upon-Avon, and she started a new school. She's got a full head of hair and she's full of health, and you looking at her you just wouldn't know the awful journey she'd been through. So she's quite amazing. My mum had seen advertised the Little Stars Awards, so she'd nominated Tegan because she'd seen, you know, what Tegan had been through. And of course Tegan was awarded with the Little Star Award, and then we were invited to an award ceremony at London Zoo. And for our family, it was just perfect timing because we'd kind of come to the end of our chemotherapy and Tegan's hair had started to grow back. And it was a real day of celebration and just, you know, Tegan had been through this amazing journey and we were all very thankful that she'd made it through. And it was just a completely happy day for us. It is brilliant news that the statistics now show 80% of children are cured of children's cancer. But any number that isn't 100 is devastating when you're sat in a room with a doctor and he's talking about your child. So every penny that we can raise for Cancer Research UK to go into finding new chemos, new drugs, can just help this number get to 100 would be brilliant. I mean, all of the ladies in our family this year did the Race for Life, and Tegan asked us all to do it, grandparents, mum, sister, aunties. And we all did it together because even Tegan at the age of 8.5 now can understand that every penny will count and help other children who have been in her position.
If you know a little star, you can nominate them for an award by going to info.cancerresearchuk.org/news/little_star_awards.
That was Simon Shears speaking to Nell Barry and Jackie Pote. We'll be back next month with the latest news and an interview with a special celebrity guest. In the meantime, let us know what you think of our podcast by emailing podcast@cancer.org.uk.